Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you are having a great start to your week. In this week's segment, we're going to be talking about organizing yourself for your next career with Connie Challingsworth, who is a retirement coach. And I'll be sharing more about her bio and our conversation with you shortly. I will also be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for this week. And the question for this week is, are you thinking of starting a second career when you retire? Maybe you're going to retire and travel, but maybe you're thinking about doing something you truly love. And of course, I want to share with you a response to a previous question. And that question was, how many hair tools do you own? And the response from first I'll share with you my response. My response is I own 5 combs, 3 brushes. And one sold by Elisa on Twitter responds that, she said, Janet, you're getting in my business. I own 4 combs, 4 brushes, and 3 detangling brushes. So, of course, I would love for you to tune in and chime in on the question of the week, whether you do it via LinkedIn, via Twitter, Facebook. Please share, and I will share your responses in a future episode. So before I share with you my interview and conversation with Connie Challingsworth, I want to share with you a fact according to SHRM, which is the Human Resource Management Organization Association. And SHRM said 5 years before retiring, 37% of pre-retirees who want to work in retirement will have already taken some meaningful steps to prepare for their post-retirement career. This rises to 54% among those within 2 years of retirement, which is why I wanted our guest, Connie, to join us and really share with us how we can be more organized as we navigate that next phase of our life. So after spending more than 30 years in the corporate world, most of which were in the pharmaceutical industry, Connie retired at the age of 60 and promptly returned to school to earn a coaching certificate in life coaching, career coaching, and retirement coaching, all accredited by the International Coaching Federation. She started a coaching practice called Positive Life Decisions and has been coaching women over the age of 50 for 10 years as they transition into the second half of their lives. Her tagline is, make the rest of your life the best of your life. Connie does this through coaching, workshops, seminars, and speaking engagements, in addition to holding a bachelor's degree in psychology from Marvanian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She has obtained coaching certificates as an emotional intelligence facilitator and a too young to retire facilitator. Connie is the past president of Business Women Networking involving charity and education, Lehigh Valley chapter, and serves on the board of trustees of the parent organization, a nonprofit that holds the Red Shoe Event supporting women's shelters and fighting against domestic abuse. She also serves on the board of directors of Lehigh Valley Active Life Senior Center. Connie is a trained speaker through the National Speakers Association, Speakers Academy, and Toastmasters. In addition to the Red Shoe Charity Event, her volunteer work includes visiting hospitals, nursing homes, and the YWCA Dementia Daycare with her therapy dog, Tyson. At the age of 68, Connie started a side gig, and she is also an on-air model for QVC, and at 70, was second runner-up in the Miss Pennsylvania Senior America pageant. So you're never too old. Life begins at whatever age you are. So now I'd like to share my interview and conversation with Connie Challingsworth. Well, hello, listeners. I am excited because I have Connie Challingsworth here, and she is going to be sharing with us, at least those of us who are the baby boomers, how we can really organize ourselves a little bit more professionally as we go through transition, because for a lot of us, retirement does not look the way you may have envisioned. And then there may be some things that you really want to do and just how to navigate, because things have changed since we all entered into the workforce. So Connie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Janet, for having me.
So before we get into all of the strategies and the ways we need to navigate things now, what made you decide to get into this profession?
Okay, well, I have a background in psychology, so I was always interested in human behavior. But I worked my entire career mostly in the pharmaceutical industry. And at the age of 60, they made me retire. And I was not ready to retire. And it was about 10 years ago, we were in the midst of a recession. So where is a 60-year-old person going to go to find another career or another job if they love their career? And I said, what can I do with this? And I love the whole idea of coaching. I got a coach, and he was a man who was doing retirement coaching, and he kind of led me through the whole process. So I knew coaching worked. And he said to me, coach what you know. And probably you're a coach, you know organization, and that's probably why you were led to do what you do. And I said, that is what I want to do. So when I started with the certifications, I got a general life coaching certification, and that was wonderful. It gave me the methodologies to do coaching, and it was a really nice broad education in coaching. But I knew I wanted to be more specific to give my clients better information. So the next one I got was re-career coaching. And unfortunately, that program's no longer available. So it was working, but I went and then I got career coaching certification, then I got retirement coaching certification. So you see, I kind of just got all into it. And that has been my passion for the last 10 years. And then I really transitioned more to women. I just love working with women. And the majority of my clients are women over the age of 50. They're 50s and 60s. They're wonderful, wonderful people to work with. And you mentioned something at the beginning about the retirement. It is changing now for the baby boomers, and absolutely, it is not our parents' or our grandparents' retirement.
And it's so interesting because I just had a conversation with women. I graduated, well, we all attended college. I transferred to another college, but we all attended college together, and we were having that conversation around brunch. Like, what does retirement look like? Because we're all at that age. You know, everybody was like, okay, so who's close to 60 now? But you're right. It doesn't look like our parents or even our grandparents, how they saw retirement. So what are some things that maybe we aren't expecting, but we need to expect as we begin to prepare for retirement? Because just like you, I know a client who is just celebrated his 20 years at the company, and then a few months later, he's getting a layoff notice.
Yes. Yep. It happens a lot. Well, the people that are facing retirement now, a lot of them still think that it's about the money. And of course, the money is important. You must have your money in place. You really need to do all of that before you even think about retiring. But what I have found that many baby boomers do go into retirement, and they think, well, as long as they have the money to retire, they've, you know, put into their 401k and they've saved and they've done all this stuff. They don't know what their life is going to look like. So it's really the what are you going to do on your daily basis? And one of the things that I found in my retirement coaching, which has stuck with me, was that you cannot have 24/7 full-time leisure. Number one, that is not healthy. And I'm going to throw out some statistics that are a little bit scary, but people who go, let's say they've had this long career, which many of us baby boomers have, many of us are educated, many of us, you know, had these great careers, and our social life was around that, our sense of self-worth was around that, and when you leave that, you may have the money, but something is missing, and the statistics are very scary because we have found that depression increases, alcoholism increases, and suicide increases. And people don't realize about the suicide that it is men over the age of 65 that have the highest rate. It's because their sense of self-worth is gone because they had the accolades during their career. And that is gone. So those are some of the things that people really need to be aware of. That Dr. Johnson, who was the founder of the retirement coaching certification program, he was out of the University of Florida, and he did all of his research because he had so many subjects down there with the older folk. And one of the things that he said is that you don't retire from something, you retire to something. So it's more than the money. You have to think of what your life is going to look like.
Wow. I like that. You don't retire from something, you retire to something. Because it's interesting, because as we went around the table, excuse me, people had retirement looked a lot differently. A lot of friends were going into different careers. So what should some things people should do, excuse me, to really think about going from retirement to something?
Okay, so again, as we mentioned, that retirement looks very different today than it looked for our parents and our grandparents. My dad was with the same company for 30-some years. He retired, I think he was like he was around 57 years old when he retired, and he lived to be 80. So that was a lot of years in retirement. Wow. And, you know, he didn't do anything else. He mowed the grass. He went to church. He went to visit his family. He came to visit me, but you know, it was very different than what it is today. The baby boomers are living longer. For the most part, we are living longer. And so that's a very, very long period of time to not have anything. So what I'm seeing with baby boomers is very much like what I have done myself. So I'm going to throw out a word there that is a little different, but it's called a portfolio career. And a lot of baby boomers don't go into another full-time career. Some do, but not all of them. So a lot of times they'll start a business, which is what I did. But my business, I kept it part-time because I wanted to do other things. I didn't want to work, you know, full-time like I had done during my career, full-time career. But the portfolio career, what it looks like is it could be a number of things. So maybe you're doing, I think we call the gig economy, but I say I have a side gig. So I work at QVC, and so I do that part-time. I part-time coach people. I do have a speaking career because I do love to go out and speak about positive aging. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I have a therapy dog that I take out. So I have a lot of things that I do, and this is what we find. So perhaps it could be, let's say, one of the doctors that I became friends with when I worked in the pharmaceutical business. He's now 72, but he retired in his 60s, but he had told me about, he was building furniture for years in his basement. And what he did when he retired, he now has this furniture business. So you can work as much or as little as what you want. So, you know, if you don't have to go back to work full time, this is a nice option, but the portfolio career is something that is very popular among baby boomers.
I like that term portfolio career because as I shared, you know, my girlfriends, we were talking and one of my friends, they're in social work, which is, you know, she loves it. That's her passion, but she's going to transition into almost meshing the social work into something else she loves doing. And that's really just kind of helping, you know, people on, you know, empowering them in another area, and of course get paid for it. So I like that. And somebody else does crafts. And, you know, like you, I do want to continue to work, you know, maybe on a part-time basis, but now I want to do more of volunteering and more of things that really, you know, just bring joy to me in a whole volunteer realm. So I like that portfolio.
Yes. Because a lot of us didn't have time to do the volunteer work when we were full-time career. And it gave me an opportunity. I just knew that it was time for me to start giving back. And so this is the time to have the opportunity to do that. And many of us are in a position, you know, and I understand that there are some baby boomers, I read the statistics, that don't have the money to retire. But if you do, many of us are in a position where we were, able to not have to work full time. And that gives us the time to give back. You know, it's a beautiful time of life to be able to do that. But even those who maybe didn't save a lot of them, the kids are grown, they're through college, the mortgage is paid because you've been in that home for a long time. So it does give us a little bit more freedom than we had when we were doing all of that, working full time, raising kids and taking care of a home. This is a whole different time of life for us. And the whole portfolio thing comes from we in our investments and in our 401k, we do have a portfolio. So we don't put all our money in one place. So why do you have to put all your time and effort into one place?
I like that concept. That is just such a wonderful concept. Because like you said, you can still, if you choose, you can still do something, work part-time. But then like your one client, you know, they're making furniture now, and that's a passion because some people are just so very creative, but they were working full time and, you know, just taking care of family and other obligations, but now they can really just thrive in something else that they truly enjoy doing. And then of course you can still give your time because like you said, you know, I was so focused on the business and then at one point the business and taking care of my mother, but now I'm getting older. It's like, okay, I want to slow down, but I have so much more to give and I want to give. So I love
it. And that's wonderful because it would be so wasted. Jana, if you would just retire and not do anything, think of the people that would miss out on what you have to offer.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. And I think about that all the time. I'm like, I want to go back into the neighborhood I grew up in. I want to go back to my elementary school and I just want to give back. I just want to show the kids like, anything's possible. I used to live right around the corner. And look.
It's wonderful, yes.
So, Connie, in all that you do, you know, for your business and then, of course, your side gig and then, of course, for the therapy dog, how do you just manage to, you know, keep yourself organized or your home?
Do you know that in my retirement, or which is supposed to be my retirement, I have had to be even more careful in scheduling things than I did when I worked full time because that was so, you know, you left at this time for work, you came home at this time. We had a lot of evening things that we did do in my business, but and a lot of even weekend things. But it was, you know, very structured. When I came into retirement and started this business, I found that at first I was a little hairy with my schedule because I had to be more careful of how I schedule things because then I got overwhelmed. So I will tell you, I am old school. So when it comes to writing down the daily to-do list, and my calendar, I still do use a newer version of what the old day timer was, so that I know all day long what, you know, like I was meeting you at a certain time, then I go on to something else that I have to do. And you know, like one day this week, take the dog, you know, over to the Alzheimer's unit because they love him, and that sort of thing. I'm doing another podcast for somebody else tomorrow, so I am all over the place. Wednesday I'll be at QVC, so I have to really really make sure that I'm very detailed in my schedule. So I will even write down, like if I have to run to the store when I'm done with that appointment, I even write that on my schedule. So I had to do that. But I'm going to tell you, what you do is wonderful. And it is something that the baby boomers really need, and they need to reach out and use the resources that are there. So my husband and I, we've had our first downsizing, so to speak. So at 65, as I said, I retired at 60, which was 10 years ago. My husband retired at 65 and went back to work in 6 months because somebody reached out to him. But the resources are out there. So many baby boomers, they're downsizing, and we have stuff. So I have used people like you. I have used somebody first when I started the business and I felt that I was getting overwhelmed, and I hired an organizer come in, and she sat with me in my office, and we got things really organized so I could be on top of it. But when I went to downsize, I also used somebody because they can help you as you go through and get rid of things. And now we are looking to downsize again. So we still bought too big of a house. So we're looking to downsize again and maybe go to a warmer climate. But I've already reached out to some people, got a recommendation on someone who will come in and go through my stuff. You know, they know how to post on eBay or the selling sites. But there's so many resources out there for baby boomers, and they really should take advantage of those. It's really worth whatever they're going to pay. And it really takes away that overwhelm, and it just helps you, you know, stay on top of things. Yeah. So, you know what? It works. And the resources are there for all of us.
And it is so true. It does. It takes the stress off. It takes the anxiety. Like you said, you found somebody that will help you transition to a warmer client. And it's also going to help you downsize by selling, you know, because they've got the experience of doing the eBay, et cetera. So that is good because that's less stressful for you and your husband.
Yes.
So, yes. Connie, how can listeners get in contact with you so that you can help them navigate this next season of their life?
Okay. They can reach out to me, excuse me, on my website, which is Positive Life Decisions. It's a very long, but that's the name of my business, Positive Life Decisions. And then they can email me, and it's just Connie, Connie, at positivelifedecisions.com.
And of course, listeners, with all the guests, I will have a direct link to Connie's website on the show page. So Connie, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to the listeners.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Janet.
So what was your takeaway from that interview? Mine was portfolio, having a career portfolio. You know, in my life, I just had that career path, but really thinking about it more like an investment portfolio. So in this half, in this season of my life, I definitely want to continue doing what I love to do, which is help people be more organized. And I'm going to still do the workshops, the webinars, the speaking engagements, and even more virtual organizing because I love doing that. But I also want to begin to add a little bit more percentage-wise now of giving back, you know, giving back to an organization, giving back to mentoring young business women, just giving back. So, you know, if that triggers some thoughts in your mind, I would love for you to share them with me. And if you don't already know, is that you can leave me with this wonderful platform. You can actually leave me a question or leave me a comment. I would love to hear from you. So now some Taylor's tip time in regards to your career and just how you can be more organized for that next season. Number one, make sure you organize your professional information, those certificates, those degrees, so that you can have easier access to them when you are updating your resume, your LinkedIn profile. You're not scrambling around trying to figure out where everything is. Number two, organizing those contacts, because you have worked in your career for 10, 20, 30 years, you've built up a nice arsenal of names, contacts. So you need to organize that information. Maybe you need to build them up on LinkedIn, or maybe you need to have a creative database. Think about that. Number two, making sure you organize your calendar, because now you are beginning to transition. So maybe, you know, you do want to have a variety of things in your life portfolio, and you want to continue to work and do consulting, but you also want a mentor. You also want to volunteer. So making sure that you organize your calendar so that you can do those things, but not necessarily overwhelm yourself. And number four, organize that closet. So we know when we transition, so does our wardrobe, some of us. I know when I was in corporate, I had lots of suits. Now I don't really need lots of suits, especially when I'm on site with a client. You know, I can have a more casual. And even sometimes now, depending on where I'm speaking, I dress a little bit more casual. So think about that as well. Do you need all of those suits? So whatever. And number five, believe in yourself. Because you got to believe that you can do this. If this is something you truly love and want to do, you can do it. So make sure, you, number one, you organize your professional information. Number two, you organize your contacts. Number three, your calendar and your time. Number four, your closet. And number five, making sure you believe in yourself. Well, maybe you are right now just sitting and surrounded by clutter and thinking, I started on this journey because I know I can do it, but somehow I got stuck, I got sidetracked, I got overwhelmed. Well, I have a Get My Life Totally Organized group on Facebook, and it will help you on your journey. It's a group of women, and it's a very warm, loving, caring, non-judgmental community where I basically provide you with strategies, with resources, with information, with encouragement to let you know you can do it. I help take you from clutter to calm. And I do weekly lives, but sometimes I'm on there every day. If you post a video, if you post a photo, I will tell you how to get from A to B to C to really a clear space. So go to my website, check it out. There is an investment of $1 for the first month just to see if this is something that you would enjoy, if you would get what you need from it. After that, it's $7 a month because you have complete access to me. I get sometimes messages, I get texts, and I will come on. If you send me a video, for everybody in that group that posts a video or a photo, I come on and I will literally give them step-by-step strategy. So where else can you get that? So again, you know, go to my website, janetmtaylor.com, to check it out. But maybe you're somebody who says, Janet, I need some personal one-on-one with you to help me. So no matter where you are, whether you're in California, whether you are in the United Kingdom or another country, Australia, I can help you get organized. We do it via Zoom, and basically we set schedules and you let me know and see what you want to organize, and I will create a strategy for you and I will keep you on track and I will give you resources and I will motivate you to get that project done, again, from clutter to clear. And of course, we can get started by just scheduling a free 15-minute session where we get to talk and chat and see if you and I can work together, because sometimes, you know, I may not be the right organizer for you, but that's why I like to offer these free 15-minute sessions so you can see, is Janet a good fit for me? She's the person I need to motivate me. So again, go to janetmtaylor.com and click the contact page to schedule your session. That's a free 15-minute session. Well, of course, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for sharing on social media, for the shares, the retweets, the likes, and for allowing me to grow on Instagram. And this week, I want you to check out Pinterest, my Pinterest page, but specifically my Pinterest board on It's All About Time and Goals, just for some strategies on how to better manage your time and on some strategies on how to accomplish those goals that you set yourself in the next season of your life. And it's the beginning of the week, and it's Monday, and you know what tomorrow is? It's Tuesday. So this week on Toss It Tuesday, I want you to shred and delete those old resumes, those cover letters, and all of that stuff you don't need. You know, you do not need the resume that you used when you were first in college, the one you had after you graduated from college. You need to get rid of that stuff and update it so it will reflect all the experiences you have obtained over the years. My app suggestion for this week, because we're talking about careers and transitioning, is LinkedIn. Build up your LinkedIn profile. A lot of people, because they're working full time, they don't feel comfortable with having a LinkedIn profile because they feel that that will go against them working. But no matter what your profession, you need to start now building it up, putting a picture up to you, building it up with your working experiences like your resume, and then connect with people. You know, you see somebody at a networking event, connect with them, because you never know down the line when you need to reconnect with them. But at least you have started on LinkedIn. My product suggestion is a simple file storage box, because a lot of times when we start retiring from those careers, we have a lot of information that we want to hold on to for a moment, because it could be programs, it could be curriculum, it could be a lot of things that we can use as a jumping off point for our next career. So get some storage boxes and organize and label that stuff so it's not sitting on your desk and it's not in a pile somewhere. It is neatly organized and labeled and maybe stored, whether it's in the attic, the garage, the basement, but at least you'll be able to find it the first time you look. And my repurpose suggestion is, because you know, we've had these careers and we've accumulated a lot of wonderful little trinkets, maybe, you know, repurposing some of those trinkets. You know, maybe, you know, now because of what you do, you no longer need all the jewelry, but it's nice jewelry. Well, you know, maybe decorate it. Decorate a vase, decorate a flower pot, decorate a frame. Or maybe you have a lot of different maps or certificates. There's some kind of really, because I had tons of certificates that people gave me in the early days when I was speaking, and it was really nice, but I don't need them anymore. So I've laminated some of them, and some of them are almost like little blockers, not blocks, just some of them I use them as little placemats, or I, you know, sit things on top of them just, you know, so maybe it won't damage my furniture. So there's so many different creative ways, because I know there's a lot of you crafters and DIYers out there to listen to me. And then my book suggestion for this week is How to Retire Wild, Happy, and Free. Wild, happy, and free. So that's my book selection for this week. And my quote for this week is live life to the fullest. Well, our next upcoming episodes are our virtual, getting our virtual life organized, because we got the tablets, we got the desktops, the laptops, the cell phones. So how to organize that so we can, one, clear up some space, but also find things. And then, of course, this is ADHD Awareness Month. So we're going to be talking about how to organize yourself or better understand it. So we'll be having a guest speaker on to talk about that subject. And of course, you know me, I'm getting a jump start, not only my November, my December, but my January guests. So I'm getting excited and I can't wait to share with you in future episodes. So of course, continue to check out our estate planning series. We will be doing estate planning for how to have a conversation with your parents, which will be this month. And then, of course, Next month is how to have the conversation with your children. And of course, if you want to look at the first one, which was Estate Planning 101, which was fabulous, either check it out on my Facebook pages or my LinkedIn pages. And of course, if you can't, you can always leave me a message here on this platform saying, hey, Janet, I wanted to listen to it, but I couldn't. So you can also listen to it as well on my Periscope page. So we had laptops, phones, we had everything going over here. So Roslyn Morris and I are really excited, and we want to educate you about estate planning. So be sure to check those out. And of course, there'll be links in this show page. So I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. Visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day, but also have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.